Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, surely. I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Let's pray. Father, we pray that the words of comforting love from the lips of our Savior would be a refreshment and encouragement to us as we come to the supper today, and that we might, in remembrance of Him, in communion with Him, the incarnate, resurrected Son of God, that we might be encouraged by His hand today, by the One who says, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Amen. Please take your Bibles and turn to Psalm 31. We want to recognize the significance of this psalm in that this was a psalm in the mind of Christ while on the cross. We are confident of that because He quotes Psalm 31, verse 5, as one of His last words. Into your hand I commit my spirit. Jesus lived and died in obedience to the Scriptures, and His hopes were shaped and fashioned by the Scripture, and hope is the note on which this psalm ends. Notice verse 24. Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who hope in the Lord. Now, David writes this psalm being oppressed by his enemies. He identifies his enemies in verse 6 as those who regard idols, vain idols. And in contrast, he says, I trust in Yahweh. I trust in the Lord. He pleads, therefore, for the help of the Lord in verse 7 and following. And his pleas are also an expression of the anguish and affliction that he is experiencing. And we recognize from verse 7 and onward that these things that David is experiencing are pointers to that culmination of persecution experienced by Christ himself on the cross. Real pain, the object of hatred, the victim of injustice at the hands of men, empowered by powers and principalities. So we see David, and by way of fulfillment, Jesus, he turns from his situation, having seen it, from the people that are on the stage of his life, having seen them, from the experiences of his own personal pain, having felt it, and he expresses his faith, and he does so for our consideration today in verse 14 and following. But as for me, I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me. Make your face to shine upon your servant. Save me in your loving kindness. Notice what David says, first of all, my trust is in the Lord. As for me, David is speaking with a personal faith. Notice the personal, individual expressions. Me, I trust, I say, my God, my times. David is intent upon having heart dealings with God. In verse 20, he says that he meets with God in the secret place of your presence. And the Lord is depicted likewise with very personal terms. In verse 22, your eyes, you have heard. And then in verse 16, your face to shine. Now, this is a reference to that priestly blessing that Moses told Aaron to give to the people of God in Numbers 6, 24, and following, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance, his face upon you, and give you peace. The face of God speaks of our personal communion with Him as our Lord. When you said, "Seek my face," my heart said to you, "Your face, O Lord, I shall seek," in Psalm 27 and verse 8. Does the Lord have ears and eyes and a face and hands? Oh, yes, He does. Yes, He does. As this is language that points us to the culminating revelation of God to us in the incarnation and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And that's no small part of what we remember and participate in and look forward to when we come to the supper. This is the revelation of the God who has revealed His face to us. We see the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And we know that this is the God who comes to us in this personal way and sees us and hears us and upholds us and has personal face-to-face dealings with us, and who is revealed to us in the person of His Son, Jesus Christ. And so David says, my trust is in the Lord. Trust. It's the most basic action, a basic aspect of all human action. You sit on the chair. You get in your car. You turn the ignition on. You get on the highway. So much of what we do is predicated upon the trust concept. The idea, I'm in this. I'm going to give to this. I'm going to trust that my car is going to get me home this afternoon. I'm going to put my entire life into the integrity of that machine. Well, David is saying, I trust you. And of course, that comes to its expression in verse 5. In Christ on the cross, into your hand I commit my spirit. Into your hand I commit my spirit. Verse 15, my times are in your hand. I'm placing my life in your safekeeping. It's a strange thing, because the activity of placing your life is both active and passive. It's an active passivity. It's a resolved reliance. I'm determined to rest in you. I'm determined to trust, not upon myself, but in you. He says earlier in verse 6, I hate those who regard vain idols, but I trust in the Lord. I will rejoice and be glad in your loving kindness, in your trustworthiness, your faithfulness to your promises, your loving kindness. And it's the trust that we have in a person. The person here, none other than Christ Himself. My trust is in the Lord. Secondly, my times are in the Lord's hand. My times. Well, this could relate indeed to that portion of history through which we're called to pass. And here we are. October already. 2021. My times. How would you describe your times? What are the times in which you live? How would you answer that question? What comes to mind? Well, these times are dominated by COVID. No, these times are times of economic uncertainty. No, these times are times of political polarity. No, these times are times of wars and rumors of war. No, these are the times when we're seeing an increased severity and frequency of earthquakes and hurricanes. But you might turn to a more spiritual. These are times when we're seeing an apostasy extensively in the church. No, these are times when we're seeing great kingdom conquests in other places in the lands around about us throughout the world. How would you describe your times? Well, the Lord is exalted. He dwells on high. He has filled Zion with justice and righteousness, and He will be the stability of your times. a wealth of salvation, wisdom, and knowledge, the fear of the Lord is your treasure. Isaiah 33, 5 to 6. We say, well, wait a minute. This is more personal. This is my times. Not just the times, but my times. We might think, well, all the way through my time, the seasons and the periods of my personal life, from my childhood to my teen years, to my young adult years, to my middle age, to my senior citizenship, to my old age, all the way to the day of my death, should the Lord tarry, all my times are in view. For indeed your eyes have seen my unformed substance. In your book all were written the days that were ordained for me, when yet there was not one of them. Those are my times. All those days that are written for me. Not only the times, but also the places that in which I am placed in God's providence. I was born here, and I grew up over there. I was educated there. I worked there, and there's my family, and here's my health. And what time is it? Well, these are your times. It's the life that you lived. They say, wait a minute, my times. This really isn't my situation. This is the time I am experiencing. I'm talking about my personal struggles, my relative strengths and weaknesses. I'm talking about, you know, the things that make me me, the things that move within me that make me me, and all that presses upon me, and all that swells up from within me, my times, me, in time and space, me, personally, face to face with you, Jesus, who says, seek my face. And I say, your face, O Lord, I shall seek. Well, where are your times? David says, my times are in the Lord's hand. My times are in the Lord's hand. Into your hand I commit my spirit. Whose hand? Jesus' hand. I direct you to John chapter 10 to consider what Jesus tells us about his hand. John 10, looking at verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give the eternal life to them, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. He will hold us fast. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Into your hand I commit my spirit. My times are in your hand. Anything unusual about Jesus' hands? Well, in John chapter 20, Jesus' hands are come into view once again, but now the hands of the resurrected Lord in John 20 verse 19. And so when it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and when the doors were shut where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came, stood in their midst, and said, peace be with you. And when he had said this, he showed them both his hands and his side, and his disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. What did they see when they looked on those hands? They saw the marks of their sacrificial Lamb. Brethren, the hand that holds your times has marks of eternal, unbreakable covenant love, the marks of the Sabbath, or rather the sacrificed Lamb. And where is that Lamb now? Well, we know in our studies in Revelation chapter 5, he is, having been slain, he is now standing. And more than that, he has approached the Ancient of Days. He's taken the scroll out of the hand of the one on the throne, and now holds that scroll in his hands, and he's opening the seals. And his hands rest on the armrest of that heavenly throne. His hands rest in ultimate sovereignty and omnipotent power, and he exercises that sovereign power with a heart that is motivated for His love for you. It's a love that spans your times. It's a love that holds everything that makes you, you. If you can envision Him with some sanctified sense, that serene, sovereign temple before which the earth is silent and yet exuberant in praise, I direct you to Psalm 123 for a moment. Notice what the psalmist says in Psalm 123 in verse 2. Behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maid look to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look, can we insert, to the hand of the Lord our God until He is gracious to us. All we await is just a movement of the hand, a pointing of the finger, an encouragement of the hand. But David says, my times are in your hand. I commit myself into your hand. I will uphold you with my righteous, my hand. Your times. That number of days that was ordained for you even before there was one of them. How much? How many? What's that number? For how long? Until He be gracious to you. Until He be gracious to you. Each day He's gracious to you. And tomorrow, His grace will be there and be more than adequate to meet the times of that day. Until that grace is brought to its culminating purposes and bringing you into the glory that is promised. And you will see Him face to face. So in meditation, as we come to the supper, is to look to the Lord's hand. It bears the marks of the cross. It is alive and invigorated with resurrection victory. He is enthroned as our risen Savior. The hand of exalted sovereignty rules the universe with a love for you that is more powerful than anything else in the created world. Nothing can separate you from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Who's going to bring a charge against you? Who's going to condemn you? Who's going to separate you from this love? Look at your situation. Look at the people in your life. Look at the circumstances. Look at your past. Look at your present. Speculate about the future. It feels like it all just surrounds you, and there you are encased in this huge salad bowl of life, if you will. But brethren, don't set your times in your times. Set your times in the hand of the Lord. Look beyond all that saeculum stuff of this present age and understand that the Father has you in His hands, the Son has you in His hands. And it's not all those circumstances that surround you. It's not all that situation and those people and all that you sense, and that's not what surrounds you. It's the hand of the Lord that surrounds you. The hand of the Lord surrounds you. So take your times. Put them in His hand. All your times. Commit your spirit into His hand. And He will uphold you. So as you eat the bread, look at His hand. As you drink the cup, look at His hand. And ingest Him by faith. And experience the tightening grip of His love for you in the hand of sovereign grace. Amen.